हरे कृष्ण।
आत्मैवाबोद्विजानतः तत्र को मोहकशोकः एकत्वम् अनुपश्यतः।
री ट्रांसलेशन।
Mantra 7 are different in just little bit shade of concept. Mantra 6 says that he who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord, that means who sees everything as part and parcel of the Lord, who sees the Lord within everything, he never hates anything. Na vijugupsate. Here it says, one who always sees all living entities as spiritual sparks in quality one with the Lord becomes a true knower of things. Vi janataha. Jana, janna. Janna is to know. Vi janataha. Vishishta rupena. Special knowledge. So, what is Mantra 8? Mantra 8 also is in the same series. And then the Avidya series starts. So, 6, 7, 8 are in a particular series. It's a particular series of thought process. Read first paragraph.
Hare Krishna. But for the Madhyam Adhikari and Uttam Adhikari discuss above, no one can correctly say, no one can correctly see the spiritual position of living being. The living entities are qualitatively one with the Supreme Lord, just as the spark of fire are qualitatively one with the nature of fire. 8. Sparks are not fire as far as quantity is concerned. For the quantity of heat and light present in the sparks is not equal to that in fire. The Mahabhagavat, the great devotee, sees oneness in the sense that he sees everything as the energy of the Supreme Lord. Since there is no difference between the energy and the energetic, there is the sense of oneness. Although heat and light from the analytical point of view are different from fire, there is no meaning to the word fire without heat and light. But in synthesis, heat, light and fire are all the same.
There is something someone didn't understand. Read next paragraph.
In this mantra, the words ekatvam anupashyata indicates that one should see the unity of all living entities from the viewpoint of revealed scriptures. The individual sparks of the Supreme Whole, the Lord, possess almost 80% of the known qualities of the whole, but they are not quantitatively equal to the Supreme Lord. These qualities are present in minute quantity, for the living entity is but a minute part and parcel of the Supreme Whole. To use another analogy, the quantity of salt present in a drop is never comparable to the quantity of salt present in the complete ocean. But the salt present in the drop is qualitatively equal in chemical composition to all the salt present in the ocean. If the individual living beings were equal to the Supreme Lord, both qualitatively and quantitatively, there would be no question of his being under the influence of material energy. In the previous mantra, it has been already been discussed that no living being, not even the powerful demigods, can surpass the Supreme Being in any respect. Therefore, ekatvam does not mean that a living being is equal in all respect to the Supreme Lord. It does, however, indicate that in a broader sense there is one interest, just as in a family the interest of all the members is one, or in a nation the national interest is one, although there may be many different individual citizens. Since the living entities are all members of the same Supreme Family, their interest and that of the Supreme Being are non-different. Every living being is the son of the Supreme Being. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.5, all living creatures throughout the universe, including birds, reptiles, ants, aquatics, trees, and so on, are emanations of the marginal potency of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, all of them belong to the family of Supreme Being. There is no clash of interest.
Hey, anyone remembers in TLC, those 50 qualities of Krishna are given? Where it is? Is it Rupa Goswami? No, if it is there, here also, it will come here also. Are you sure it is teaching Rupa Goswami? Those 50 qualities which are present in Jivas, then 55, then 60, then 64. Either Rupa or Goswami, that I also know. But who? Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Are 50 bolega to ye aata hai sir. Suramyanga, beautiful features of the entire body. Okay, so first paragraph, any questions? Nobody was there here, no questions. Second paragraph, the individual sparks of the Supreme Whole possess almost 80% of the known qualities of the whole. Now what the ... is this? What do you mean? What do you mean 80% of the qualities? Harmonium class? What is this? Hey, Prem Kishore, where is the duster which was here? At the back? Anyone knows what this mean? What does this mean? Hey, duster kahan gaya? मालूम नहीं लेके आओ इन्होंने मालूम नहीं फिर भी लेके जाने जा रहे व्हाट डू यू मीन बाय 80% क्वालिटीज ऑफ द होल हू हैज एब्सोल्युटली नो आइडिया अबाउट दिस रेज योर हैंड्स 1, 2, 3 ओके हू थिंक्स ही हैज सम आइडिया अबाउट दिस एंड हू नोज व्हाट इज दिस व्हाट इज इट Stand up. Wow, what an analysis. This is how foreign ministers and consultants give press interviews. That he says, this means that if the whole has 100%, then this means 80% of that. This even a blind man can know, but what do you mean by, what is the whole? And what qualities? Something. So, this is not found in any part of theological literature. This is a unique contribution of Rupa Goswami. Because these are Manjiris, they know intimately everything. So, Rupa Goswami, after consulting various scriptures, has enumerated the transcendental qualities of the Lord. It's not his own. He also is read from scriptures. What are they? Beautiful features of the entire body. Suramyanga. Marked with all auspicious characteristics. Extremely pleasing, effulgent, strong, ever youthful, wonderful linguist, truthful, talks pleasingly, fluent, highly learned, highly intelligent, genius, artistic, extremely clever, expert, grateful, firmly determined, expert judge of time and circumstances, sees and speaks on the authority of Vedas, pure, self-controlled, steadfast, forbearing, forgiving, grave, self-satisfied, possessing equilibrium, magnanimous, religious, heroic, compassionate, respectful, gentle, liberal, shy, protector of surrendered souls, happy, the well-wisher of devotees, controlled by love, all auspicious, most powerful, all famous, popular, partial to devotees, very attractive to all women, all worshipable, all opulent, all honorable, supreme controller. These are 50 qualities which one, two, three, or up to 50 can be achieved by any living entity. To the extent of his own size, which is 1/10,000 the tip of a hair. The soul is 1/10,000 tip of a hair. So compared to his size, the soul can be youthful, linguist, heroic, whatever. Lord Brahma, the living entity who becomes Lord Brahma, he possesses all 50. But to the extent of his own size. Not more. As part and parcel of Supreme Lord, the individual living entities can also possess all of these qualities in minute quantities, provided they become pure devotees of the Lord. Besides these, there are other transcendental qualities which are described by Lord Shiva to Parvati. There are also other, this is not a final count. This is one kind of counting. Now, Lord Krishna possesses 5 more which are partially manifested in Brahma and Shiva. Now, what is the difference between you and Brahma? So, Brahma and Shiva can have these 50 in full to their size particularly and 5 more. They are changeless, all-cognizant, ever-fresh, Sachidanand, possessing all mystic perfections. Now, Brahma's body, we know, is not mortal, but is very close to Sachidananda. In the sense, Brahma doesn't become old in the sense, they say, Hindi movies, they say, so Brahma with a big beard, white beard. And how is our Brahma looking in the Brahma Samhita picture? Very young. That's what he is. It's not easy to become Lord Brahma. And 55 possessing all mystic perfections. Please make a note, those who are curious to know what this quality business is, NOD chapter 21. NOD chapter 21, please refer to that. So 50 ho gaya plus 5 in Brahma and Shiva only. Now Narayan or Vishnu, Vasudev, four-arm form of Krishna, he can show 5 more. 50 plus 5, 55 plus 5 makes 60. These 5 even Brahma, Shiva, nobody can show. Only Narayan. That is inconceivable potency. Achinta Shakti. Uncountable universes generate from his body. Brahma Shiva can't do that. Original source of all incarnations. Original source of all incarnations. Giver of salvation to enemies whom he kills. See, it's very important. You kill some enemy and give him salvation. That means liberation. And attractor of liberated souls. Those who are liberated, they have no more problem now, but they feel attracted. So 50 plus 5 plus 5 makes 60. And then there are 4 sterling qualities, which even Narayan, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vishnu cannot show. And there are 4, which are not manifest even in Narayan. And they are all qualified by the name Madhuri. Sweetness. Prema Madhuri. Leela Madhuri. What else? Rupa Madhuri. And Venu Madhuri. Balram ji beech mein aa gaye. See, let us examine. 61st is performer of wonderful varieties of pastimes. Balram does it. Surrounded by devotees, endowed with wonderful love of Godhead. Balram does it. He also has gopis. Attract all living entities over all of the universes by playing on his flute. Buffalo horn, here it is, flute. Bhais Madhuri nahi. Venu Madhuri. Balram also has flute. He is saying Balram also plays flute. Yeah. He has own flute. If he has, he must be playing. Otherwise, why would he be having? Wonderful excellence of beauty which cannot be rivaled anywhere in the creation. So 64 qualities ka samajh mein aa gaya? So 64 kitna hota ye? Who is a mathematician, who is an engineer among us? CA. Iska nikalo, you have a whole class for you. How much? No, find the answer to this equation. Exactly. So, it is more correct to say 78. So, Jiva can get 78%. Then Brahma, Shiva, how much? I thought he is doing in his own. No, he is doing in his own. And of course, 64 by 64 is 100. If some of you have already not realized it. So even those who want mathematics can understand, you can't become God. your activities at becoming God are limited to only 70%. If you can get all 50 qualities in full, only 85%. No, if you can become Brahma, then you get 5 more. If you are just a Mamuli, then it is only 78. And if we give this list of qualities to all the current gods who are saying they are God, can they show all these qualities? Heroic, courageous, attractive to all women. These people with big, big beards, wrinkled bodies, racked with arthritis, tuberculosis, having triple bypass. Not possible.
Living entity has 78% of each quality or all the qualities?
Every
each
jiva,
quality, each quality of Krishna or all total qualities?
Every jiva has a potential to become full in these 50 qualities to the extent of his size only.
He cannot even touch the other qualities above 50 qualities.
Exactly.
But sometimes someone plays flute or someone like that.
I mean, you have to play flute and you have to attract all living entities all over the universes. If the next door neighbor says, shut up, I have to take rest, then what kind of flute playing is that? Or you play flute so that you can beg some money and people can throw money in your box. That's not attracting everybody. He's trying. Trying. Everybody is trying to become God. Yeah, but attracting all over the universes. All over the universes. So he's saying, can you become that? You can't become that. First of all, yeah, and you still find somebody playing flute. So what is that? That is gross imitation. See, Krishna initiated Lord Brahma, made him a Brahmin by his flute. Do you know that? His flute is not just amusement or entertainment. It's also an instrument of giving knowledge. Now if you say, I heard his flute and I got knowledge, is it possible?
So it is clearly mentioned that Krishna's playing flute is completely different. Even the demigods, what kind of flute they play or what kind of music they play, when they hear Krishna's flute, it is totally different. Means they have never heard such type of music, such type of flute playing, never heard. So the music what we hear in this world, somebody is playing flute, somebody is, you know, that is completely, on the lower level, we can say, like that. And the flute playing of Krishna is completely, you know, transcendental. We cannot fathom what Krishna plays the flute. That's why he is able to attract the gopis. Like that.
There is a Sanskrit adage which says Hansa Shweta Bako Shweta Ko Vedo Hanso Bako Nirakshira Viveke Hanso Hanso Bako Bako. Hansa is white, swan is white, and a duck is white. What is the difference between a swan and a duck? So similarly, there is milk is liquid, water is liquid. But when give water and milk mix, and a swan can take only the milk. Then you know, hey, he's a swan. And a duck can only go quack, quack, quack. That's the difference. Yes?
No, the question is not of the perversion of that quality. The question is of having that quality at the first place.
No, what you're saying is, you're mixing ability to imitate and the quality itself. The jiva is imitating Krishna in everything, not just in flute playing. In Rasila, in Govardhan, all these big, big people who want to lift weights, those want to run fast, those want to attract girls, those want to kill someone, those want to give big knowledge, Sir, we are all imitating. Why just in flute? What do you have to say about that?
Like, you know, we are differentiating over here in terms of Lord Krishna, Narayan, Brahma, Shiva, and
living in
believing in. So, as far as Lord Brahma and Shiva, they are concerned, we may not find them, you know, doing all that, playing flute and, you know, Rupa Madhuri and all that.
Yeah, you can't say. You only see Lord Brahma coming down on his swan. You only see one particular activity. What he's doing now, who knows? They are very refined people staying in Siddhalok. Very refined. And refinement is in terms of life, quality of life. Arts, music, poetry, philosophy, literature, that is refinement. Saraswati is the... Who is she, the Brahma? She is the wife of Brahma. So if Saraswati is the mother of all fine arts, you mean to say she only comes here and gives somebody some ashirvad and she's not playing there in Brahmalok? It's happening all the time. They all play musical instruments. But Krishna's flute itself, as he, our flute expert rightfully put it, it's a different instrument. Okay, one last question. Too much debate.
See, you said that according to the size,
yeah,
one will exhibit those qualities. So now, a liberated living entity in the spiritual world, is he of the same size, 110,000, and exhibit the qualities?
The living entity remains.
Because soul is changeless.
No, his size remains the same. But his spiritual body can develop.
So means there is a difference,
yeah,
between soul and body.
They are no different. Their soul takes on a bhav. Their everything is emotion. Here it is all asat, achit, niranand. Here it is material elements which take on the emotions.
But when we say this 110,000 tip of the hair,
yeah.
So this is, we are referring to some size. We gave the example of Keshagra, all that. So which means then it is changeless. So how come after liberation then, you know, it can achieve a full-blown body which is maybe equal height with Krishna?
But that's the example given. There it is lying in seed form. So the seed of a banyan tree has the potentiality of a banyan tree inside.
But then it no more remains the seed when it's grown into a banyan tree.
That happens here. It doesn't happen there. There, the same, the seed form, the spirit soul, when the relationship fructified, when Krishna touches somebody, he doesn't touch his body and his soul inside. He touches the soul. Non-dual. Anybody has to say something about this? Hey, okay. We are digressing a bit. Baaki logo samajh mein nahi aa raha point kya hai wo. Nahi, baat bhaap dein. Haan, bolo. We'll arrange a demonstration here. In this mantra, the words ekatvam anupashyata indicate that one should see the unity of all living entities. The individual sparks, the supreme whole, possess almost 80% of the known qualities of the whole. But they are not quantitatively equal to the Supreme Lord. Qualities are supposed to come in. Everybody knows that the Lord, and mind you, this 64 is not the ultimate limit. It is just a way of understanding. No, there is no answer to this. These qualities are present in minute quantity for the living entities, but a minute part and parcel of the supreme whole. To use another analogy, very important analogy, the quantity of salt present in a drop is never comparable to the quantity of salt present in the complete ocean, which we all know. So, Any questions about second paragraph? Yes. Speak loudly.
Whenever devotees glorify Krishna, Krishna immediately comes to that place. So Krishna likes to hear his own glories. That is one of the qualities of Krishna. So one may justify that a conditioned living entity being part and parcel of Krishna, he is one in quality with Krishna. So like in the conditioned state, one likes to hear his own glories. But it seems to be like, because the living entity, as you said, that he has 50-80% of the qualities of Krishna. So is it a perverted quality that one likes to hear his own glories? Or
See, he tried to understand. What is the analogy in the first mantra about body and the hand? Hand and body. What is the analogy? Yes. Very good. Hand is a complete unit in itself, but it cannot act as a complete unit unless it is attached to the body. The leg is a complete unit. Hand is a complete unit. So you find in your own body many complete units attached to each other, and then they become the complete unit of the body. If this hand is detached, I say, lift that pen. Hand is there, so it cannot obey me. Why? It is detached. So, when the living entity is detached from Krishna, and then he starts hearing his own glories, what happens? Neither he is satisfied, neither Krishna is satisfied. Like the hand which takes a laddu and says, I won't give it to the stomach. Neither the body is satisfied, neither the hand is satisfied. So in connection with Krishna, how can there be a situation where you are glorifying somebody in connection with Krishna? Jasatin Prabhu. How can there be a situation where you are glorifying somebody in connection with Krishna? Yes, that is one thing. Yes. Most famous personalities? Who is a devotee of Krishna? Correct. If you say, Anantaya Prabhu, your singing is marvelous. So what do you think personally in your heart? That's all. Huh? What do you say? Hey, go bola do. You should think this is all in connection with Krishna. Krishna has given me some minute independence and some minute prowess, and I am using in Krishna's service. So when somebody says, Ardas Prabhu, you are a very nice painter. Or when somebody says, Maharana Puri Prabhu, you are a very nice devotee. Or somebody says, Shivaram Prabhu, you are also a very nice singer, dancer, cook, organizer, preacher, whatever. So what do you say? You say, Hey Bhagavan! Which is correct. So when a part and parcel of Krishna is praised for being a part and parcel of Krishna, like for example, if you meet a poet and you say that your poems are lovely, I really appreciate your poetry, but why is your nose so crooked? You say, what? Do you feel you are praising him? Did anyone feel he is praising him? Or if you go to some actress and say, I saw you on that movie, your nose is simply wonderful. I don't think in history anybody had such straight, well-formed nose. I mean, really, this is the only part of your body which I like. It seems absurd. A part and parcel. So when you say somebody's poetry is nice, but if you say your hand is bogus, or if your ears are too long, it's an insult. So similarly, in the spiritual world also, if you think in the spiritual world, there is everybody knows that he is a part and parcel of Krishna, I am part and parcel of Krishna, so why should I praise him? There is too much of praise going on there. In fact, there is no prose. There is no gadya there. Katha? Ganam. There is no katha there, in one sense. There is only ganam. Gamanam? Natyam. There is no just plain walking. Everything is done as a gate. Everything is a dance. Everything is poetry. Everything is motion. Nothing. There is no... If you hear somebody praising somebody, you don't doze. Okay, kya, bore ho gaya, bahut ho gaya. No. Because there is real life. Here, if you find somebody praising somebody, then you say, enough. So outwardly you are showing something, inwardly you feel disgusted. Now if inward is the only thing which counts, what is the reality? You really don't appreciate anybody. There was this Louvre in Paris. The Louvre is a palace with 300 rooms and about, you have been there, right? How many acres? Almost 70 acres of lush garden. And how many hundreds of paintings inside, nobody knows. So this Louis the 14th, when he went there, his opponents were so angry, they chopped off his head. Why he should stay inside? That is the nature of envy here. John Lennon said, we are so popular, I think we are more popular than Jesus Christ. So that Chapman chap who was there, was a big fan of John Lennon. So he said, there was a big crisis in his body, in his mind. And I like Christ. Christ is God. And this chap is saying that he is God. He is more popular than God. So finally he couldn't resolve the conflict in his mind. So he resolved in the best way known to the Westerners. He took out his six shooter and then Jesus also went, you also go the same way. So is this how you relate to your most beloved object of worship? Here, not there. There nobody says, I love Krishna so much, I'm getting neurotic. I'm getting anxiety attacks. I'm feeling panic because I'm loving Krishna too much. I feel like killing him because I love him so much. It all happens here because there is no love in the very first place. So when you have attachment, so much attachment, and the end point is extreme hate. Just like following a mathematical equation, that equation has 36 stages. At the 36th stage you find something is wrong here. I'm not getting the same answer here. Somebody says you are wrong in the very first stage. That's what causes disappointment in this world. So we are now trained here. What this mantra is promising us? One who sees that, what can be illusion and what can be anxiety? Problems facing mankind today. Illusion and anxiety both. So the Ishwaran is saying, make your first stage correct stage. So we are right on track. Okay. Spiritual entities are meant for enjoyment as said in Vedanta Sutra 1.1.1.2. Anand Mayo Abhyasat. By nature and constitution, I am on page. By nature and constitution, every living being, including Supreme Lord and each of his part and parcel, is meant for eternal enjoyment. Somebody asked Prabhupada, what is this whole thing for? He said, for happiness. He was very happy. He was very sad. By nature, everything is meant for enjoyment. Everything starts for enjoyment. Somebody starts a new movie production. I want to make everybody happy with this. I want to start a family. A business. I want to study this new art. I want to go to this place. Everything man does is for enjoyment only. Nobody can say, I start this with a concrete view, I'll become thoroughly disappointed at the end. Anyone starts like that? No. But it comes. The living beings who are encaged in the material tabernacle. What a word. Make a note of it if you don't understand. See the dictionary tomorrow. Are constantly seeking enjoyment, but they are seeking it on the wrong platform. Apart from the material platform, it is the spiritual platform where the supreme being enjoys himself with his innumerable associates. On that platform, there is no trace of material qualities, and therefore that platform is called nirguna. Another definition of nirguna, note if you want to understand, that on Krishna's platform, there is no trace of material qualities. Another point, on the nirguna platform, there is never a clash over the object of enjoyment. What is Prabhupada's analogy of no clash over object of enjoyment? Correct. Narottam Prabhu. In a pool of water, one pebble, another pebble is the same point. Thousands of stones are the same point. The circles will go and expand, they will never clash. Here in the material world, there is always a clash between different individual beings because here, the proper center of enjoyment is missed. In this material, what is the material world? Any place is a material world where the proper center of enjoyment is missed. Even if devotees come together, sadhak bhaktas, and for some time at least, the proper center of enjoyment is missed, you find that that association was a bit not up to the mark. In plain words, it's called prajalpa. When do you think you had prajalpa? When the proper center of enjoyment is not Krishna. The real center of enjoyment is the Supreme Lord, who is the center of the sublime and spiritual rasa dance. We are all meant to join him. Just see what Prabhupada is saying. We are all meant to join him and enjoy life with one transcendental interest and without any clash. That is the highest platform of spiritual interest. And as soon as one realizes this perfect form of oneness, there can be no question of illusion or lamentation. Who has a microphone? Please read. Page 52. A godless civilization.
A godless civilization arises from illusion, and the result of such civilization is lamentation. A godless civilization, such as that sponsored by the modern politicians, is always full of anxieties because it may be crushed at any moment. That is the law of nature. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.14, no one but those who surrender at the lotus feet of Supreme Lord can surpass the stringent laws of nature. Thus, if we wish to get rid of all sorts of illusion and anxiety and create unity without all diverse interests, we must bring God into all our activities.
See what Prabhupada writes. A godless civilization arises from illusion and the result is lamentation. A godless civilization arises out of illusion and the result is lamentation. We had the Greek civilization, the Roman civilization, then we had Carthage and we had so many things. One thing which I like about Mohandas Gandhi, somebody asked him, what do you think of the Western civilization? What did he say? It would be a good idea. It would be. It means it is not there now. If it happens, it would be a good idea. So at one point of time, all these civilizations, Rome, Carthage, Greece, China, 5,000 years of civilized rule and no idea of Supreme Lord. The Romans had demigods and these gods were such nasty people. The Greek had few gods and goddesses borrowed from here and there. Otherwise, nobody had any idea what a god meant. A Roman emperor thought, the time you become emperor, you also become a god. So an emperor would have his own statues made, his worship done. Just because they had power, they could see that. Read next paragraph, Vrachandra Prabhu. The results.
The result of our activities must be used to serve the interest of the Lord, and not for any other purpose. Only by serving the Lord's interest can we perceive the Atmabhut interest mentioned herein. The Atmabhut interest mentioned in this mantra and the Brahmabhut interest mentioned in Bhagavad Gita 18.54 are one and the same. The supreme Atma or the soul is the Lord Himself, and the minute Atma is the living entity. The supreme Atma or Paramatma alone maintains all individual minute beings, for the supreme Lord wants to derive pleasure out of their affection. The Father extends Himself through His children and maintains them in order to derive pleasure. If the children obey the Father's will, family affairs will run smoothly, with one interest and a pleasing atmosphere. The same situation is transcendentally arranged in the absolute family of the Parabrahman, the Supreme Spirit.
So here Prabhupada gives an example of a father. The father extends himself through his children and maintains them in order to derive pleasure. Now you may say, oh, well, there are some other exceptions to this, but traditionally a father does this. Some of you may have some different experiences, that is because of Kali Yuga only. If the children obey the father's will, very rare thing, family affairs will run smoothly, with one interest and a pleasing atmosphere. So traditionally, even that is not found nowadays. So even positive, pleasing material life also is impossible now. So what we have is one thing called pandemonium. Complete chaos. We are not even good karmis. We don't even have. You can't call it animal life also. Animals are having some pleasure. Just see what we can do. Best of times. What a life. What a time to be alive. Book in America. What a great time. Now where do you want? The Parabrahma is as much a person as the individual living entities. Neither the Lord nor the living entities are impersonal. Such transcendental personalities are full of transcendental bliss, knowledge and life eternal. That is the real position of spiritual existence. And as soon as one is fully cognizant of this transcendental position, he at once surrenders under the lotus feet of the Supreme Being, Sri Krishna. But such a Mahatma or great soul is very rarely seen, because such transcendental realization is achieved only after many, many births. Attained, however, there is no longer life. That is the information we get from this mantra. Now, here are some notes. There is oneness of sparks and fire. This is just a discussion on oneness. Then there is a oneness of there is a vision of the preacher. Then there is a vision of oneness through super soul. And there is oneness of devotional service. We always speak of oneness, oneness. Shankaracharya said everything is one. What did Ramanujacharya say? Then? What? Specialized oneness. Shankaracharya is saying, just like if many trees are lying like this, So Shankaracharya is coming from this point and saying it's all one. Ramacharya is coming from bit here angle and saying, well, if you see from this angle, there are differences. Madhvacharya is coming at very close level and saying, this is one and this is two and there always will be two. And Vishnu Swami and Nimbarkacharya, some are saying, well, if you look from this point of view, two are seen. From this point of view, like you see one, you see two. So actually none of them are incorrect, by the way. None of them are completely incorrect or cheaters. These are acharyas. Shankara is called an acharya. But oneness is there, difference is there. Lord Chaitanya is saying, achintya bhed abhed tattva. Why didn't say achintya bhedabhed vad when there is maya vad, shuddha dvait vad, daitvad dvait vad, vishishta dvait vad? Why? Yes.
And
tattva means this is the wrong meaning of the word vad. Vad means conclusive truth. Read Bhagavad Gita for that. You say Marathi, Hindi, vad is a different thing. Vad means trying to find out what is correct. Vitanda is trying to find out who is correct. Because Lord Chaitanya is saying that oneness and difference. Bhanu Swami gave a very nice understanding in one BTG. Article. Those who say that kaha bhagwan, kaha ham, does he ever know what's happening to me in my life? I had trouble getting up for the morning Mangalarti, I'm having headaches, migraines, arthritis, AIDS, HIV, blood pressure, heart attack, mind is causing so many problems. This in charge is not understanding what I'm saying. This out charge is not understanding what I'm saying. Climate is so bad, always construction going on. Are, does he understand what I am going through to become his devotee? So, many people want to pray to Krishna or Narayan, Vasudev, Om, Brahman, whatever. So for them, oneness, you are him, you are that. So oneness makes you closer, brings you very close. He is within you. You are not different from him. But that oneness, when it is too much, like an elastic, too much stretched, it snaps. So I am one, I am one, I am one, then I am one with you, I am totally one with you. No, not that kind of oneness. For those who want to understand how great Krishna is, how great God is, for them cultivating that difference is helpful. But how can I be Vaham Daridra Papiyan? Sudama is praying to Krishna that who am I? Daridra, I'm a wretched beggar in the street, sinful wretched beggar. And who are you? The husband of the goddess of fortune. And you touched me, you received me, you served me. So this is good. But this awe and reverence, too much awe and reverence, is also not good for Madhurya Bhakti. So what do we do? So Achinda Bheda Bheda, it protects your devotional creeper. It keeps you that Krishna is very close. He's not very far. But also makes you understand your own level. Like Prabhupada told, do Radha Krishna worship in a mood of serving Lakshmi Narayan. So, 8, 12, 25, okay, cool. Now in Radha Krishna worship, this is not going to happen. This doesn't happen. You may go there. चलो आज नीला पगड़ी पहनाते हैं. Why? Because वो मूड कर रहा है वो. Because Krishna gives that mood, then you do it like that, and you don't like something, he said, चल जाने दो तुमको, नहीं चाहे तो नहीं जाने. That doesn't happen with Lakshmi Narayan worship. There your luggage, you're always like this. You do the proper thing, put the offering, proper time, quietly, clean. But at the same time, giving Radha Krishna worship to unqualified people, it will be like, testing 22,000 volts with a small tester. He said, okay, let me see. Gone! Burned completely. There is no you to even see what has happened. So, like the railway line, if you go with a small tester, this fellow has own tester, you go there, check it. I mean, you'll get some realization, but you will not be able to tell anybody what happened. This is much more beyond that. So we don't want to be dead, Mayavadis, thinking it's all stone, all one. And we also don't want to unnaturally, immaturely jump into the Leela thing. So we are always, like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, we always want to go to Vrindavan. Radhakund is our most worshipable place. But we will always stay near Govardhan. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's place is in Radhakund. Swananda Sukhada Kunj. He is doing his service there. And if he wants us, he will immediately run, do some service, come back. Gaurkishore Babaji, Jagannath Babaji, he went one step further. Where did they make their bhajan stali? Surya Kund. It is even further away. With what motive? We don't want to be in the groves. Jagannath Babaji would spend 6 months in Braj and would say, no, now I am anything funny? No. He would come back to Gaurmandal. That Braj Mandal is not for taking advantage. So we find that all our acharyas are just oneness, oneness, and Krishna is with me, and last night I dreamt of Krishna. They always show this extreme reverence, extreme understanding. So, sparks and fire, this tattva is truth. What is a attempt at understanding the truth? This is not a watertight thing, but this is just a way to understand. So, these are some notes from Prabhupada's lectures. Sparks and fire, if you want, you can note it down. I'll tell you what lecture is. Lecture Ishopanishad 7, Los Angeles, 1970. Sparks and fire, if a spark drops on water, it's completely extinguished. Similarly, when the living entity comes in more contact mode of ignorance, his spiritual quality becomes almost extinct. When he's on land, there is something. So, living entity is Rajogun. And drops on dry grass, then it is sattva gun. The vision of oneness of the preacher. Demons think of everyone either as friend or enemy. Either you are with us or you are against us. But Vaishnavas say that since everyone is a servant of the Lord, everyone is on the same platform. Therefore, a Vaishnava treats other living entities neither as friends nor as enemies, but tries to spread Krishna consciousness, teaching everyone that we are all one as servants of Krishna. A devotee should see the Supreme Personal Godhead as situated in the hearts of everybody. That is called oneness. So a preacher's sense of oneness is, everybody is a servant of Krishna. Vision of oneness through the super soul. Bhishma Deva is saying that just as the sun, abhi 12 baje, 12 saadhe 12 ho gaya. If we are all asked, where is the sun? What would you answer? On my head. But there are so many suns as there are people. No. Sun is only one. It appears to be many. Similarly, super soul is one. He just is reflected in the hearts of the living entities. There is only one super soul. There are not millions of super souls. Vision of oneness by devotional service. So, when you are fully Krishna conscious, that means everything is related to Krishna, Ekatvam. He is the Supreme, everything is coming from Him. So Krishna's energy is variety. Krishna is one, what comes from Him is variety, that is many. So one, many. Coming from the sun, heat and light, two, but the sun is one. and oneness of interest in devotional service. Prabhupada is saying here, we are Indian nation, oneness. That oneness doesn't mean that every individual Indian has become homogeneous with other Indians. No, every Indian is an individual person, but he has sacrificed his individuality and engaged himself in the service of the country. That is national consciousness. Hum sab ek hai. You seen this? What does it mean ek hai? We are all in national consciousness. Similarly, Krishna consciousness, as there is national consciousness, community consciousness, family consciousness, so many other consciousness. So, Krishna consciousness means all persons agree to work for the satisfaction of Krishna. Oneness doesn't mean we lose our individuality. Or Jiva Goswami says, just like a green bird goes in a green tree, you find it has become one. You watch an aeroplane from the airfield. It is a big aeroplane with so many people inside, and it goes, and it goes, goes and goes and goes, and finally you find it merges in the horizon. Isn't it? But has the aeroplane become one with the air? Just like sometimes a drop you put in a liquid, it is big, then it becomes small, 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 then it merges. Like that, the aeroplane, does it merge in the air? No. It's just a distance. So similarly, those who think that merging with Krishna is the ultimate goal, they're actually very far away from the reality. Those who are very close to reality, they see the difference, they value the difference. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki.